First, the good news. Tactics used to reduce the smoking rate are working.
The younger generation is smoking less and less through public education and things like that. Smoking cessation programs, we are definitely reducing the rate of smoking.
Angela Nicholson is lung cancer navigator at Sacred Heart Cancer Center. The bad news? Those who quit now may feel the effects of smoking up to 40 years from now.
Between COPD and lung cancer and heart disease and those types of things. But once you quit, your risk of developing cancer does decrease annually.
When it comes to treatment, these are not your grandfather's protocols, and maybe not even your parents'.
We now can do surgeries that are much less invasive. Recovery time is much better. Incisions are smaller, and we have much better outcomes because of technology.
Add to that, says Nicholson, the next generation of radiation and chemotherapy.
Radiation, where we can target specific areas to a high degree of certainty. People think of chemotherapy as what their family or friends had 20 or 30 years ago, and it's absolutely not like that anymore.
Chemotherapy treatment is empirical. That is, the drug selection for each individual patient is determined by clinical trials based upon cancer type and stage. Hair loss is possible, but it does grow back after treatment. The larger threat is from infection, because chemotherapy lowers the white blood cells that fight bacteria.
Just like cell phones and cars and everything else, medicine has advanced, and it's not the same as it was. That does kind of help encourage them to seek treatment and find out earlier stage where they can be cured.
One of the best weapons against lung cancer is a computerized tomography, or CT scan. Nicholson says it's relatively new compared to other screening processes.
It provides images from all angles, and it enables radiologists to see abnormalities when they're much smaller. Studies showed that it has decreased the mortality rate by 20%, and that is a huge number.
Perhaps the best defense against lung cancer is to quit smoking or never start to begin with. Nicholson says for the latter, they can use schools, television, and parents to get out the word. For adult smokers, quitting can begin in a smoking cessation class.
We have one here, and they give 6 weeks worth of free products. If one doesn't work, they'll switch you to another one. They understand the psychology and the physiology of smoking. They're not being judgmental. They're just trying to help somebody who's ready to quit.
However, non-smokers are not immune from contracting lung cancer.
It's one thing you need in life and to make you happy, and that is friends. The house with the pool, the car, and the beautiful woman, the friends would only get in the way. Forget I said anything. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Comedian Andy Kaufman, a non-smoker, died in 1984 at age 35 from an extremely rare type of lung cancer called large cell carcinoma. Angela Nicholson at Sacred Heart says other factors besides tobacco can weigh in.
Genetics, a family disposition, exposures to asbestos, radon, or things like those. People who were in the military back when they used asbestos to insulate the pipes on the ships.
More information on lung cancer and smoking cessation can be found on various hospital websites and those of the American Cancer Society and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.